A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Daf Gimel, Ksubas 3a, pagination is 5. We're going to start, however, on the first page of the Masechta, so actually turning back a page to the word Higia, which is about 13 lines up from the bottom at the beginning of a line. We've discussed in the first Mishnah that the day that the woman who was never married is supposed to get married is a Wednesday. Says the Gemara, Higia zman be'echad b'Shabbos. Let's say, after the Kiddushin, they decided that they were going to wait 1 year. And the 1 year is up on a Sunday. The question here is, he can't marry her yet because he's supposed to wait for Wednesday. On the other hand, the obligation to take her into his home would seem to kick in because a year has elapsed. And the Gemara tells us, Mitoch she'ena yachal lichnos eina malo lamazonos. Since he can't take her in, because Chazal are imposing Wednesday as the day of the Chasna, so he's not obligated to start paying her needs, her expenses, because he's not able to take her as a wife until Wednesday. And that's a legitimate excuse. That's a reason that he can't do it. And it's not his fault. And therefore, he does not have to pay her upkeep until Wednesday, which would be the first opportunity for him to marry her. Lefikach, similarly, Cholahu o shachol sahi, if either of them got sick to the point that they couldn't go through with the marriage at this time, o shapir sanida, or she became a nida, eina mala la mazonos, he wouldn't have to pay her upkeep, her expenses. She's still on her father's account, because what we see from this is that an excuse, an ones, is applicable when it comes to this marriage setting. On the way into the marriage, if he can't come through with the wedding on the specific day through no fault of his own, then he would be absolved of the obligation of mizonos, of paying her upkeep. In other words, we have a degree of understanding his predicament. Let's move on to Amud Beis. We're on Beis Amud Beis now, going about a quarter of the way down on the page. Just after the beginning of the line, you'll see a two dots. Amar Rava, Rava said, Uleinyin gittin einochein. But on the way out of a marriage, regarding a get, if the husband makes a condition, it runs with a different rule. Specifically, we're not going to be tolerant if he hasn't met the terms of the condition, and the get is going to work. Alma kasova Rava, Rava is holding, ein ones begitin. A person cannot come up with excuses as to why the condition has not been met in order to invalidate the get, but rather the get will indeed be valid. Let's drop down to the bottom of the page for an example of this, counting up about 10 lines in the middle of the line. Tiahu do hamar lahu, there was a person who said, if I don't come within 30 days, if I don't get back within 30 days, it should be a get. We could think of lots of reasons why a person would make a condition. He was going on a business trip. His wife didn't want him to go. She considered it dangerous. He was able to strike a deal with her. If I'm not back within 30 days, it's a get. You will not be an aguna. You won't be forever waiting for me to come home, not knowing what happened to me. It's a get. You'll have a life. You'll pick yourself up. Also, Besof Tlos in Yomin, he came at the end of the 30 days, Upaske Mavra, but the conduit to get across the river was not available, wasn't working. Omalahu, so he called from the other side of the river, which was not part of the city. Chazuda Asoi, Chazuda Asoi. See, I have come. See, I have come. Omar Shmuel, Lav Shemei Masya. Shmuel ruled that that's not called coming, and the get took effect because he did not fulfill the condition. And this is the same theme that we're saying, that Rava says when it comes to Gittin, we don't have any understanding of him. Either he did fulfill it, or he didn't fulfill it. The Gemara wonders, maybe it's a little bit different. V'dima onsa d'shchiach shayni. Maybe because this type of ones, this type of excuse, is somewhat common. He could have thought of it, that he's going to get all the way till the moat, and he's not going to be able to get across. He should have made a condition. If I come within 30 days, even to sight distance, or whatever condition he wants to make, he's the one making the condition. And because he didn't make the condition, perhaps he was being a little bit negligent, but it doesn't prove to us what would be if it was a real act of God type of ones. And the Gemara tells us, Rava Sevora Denafshei Ka'omar. Rava is not based on specific cases. This is not a legal calculation, whether his Tanai is a good Tanai or it's not a good Tanai, whether we accept the condition or not. It's a takana, it's a necessary ruling, mishum tznuos u mishum prutzos, because of the women who are careful and because of the women who are lax. How so? Last line of mishum tznuos, the women who are careful, di amrit lo lihave get, if you tell them that if he has a good excuse, then it won't be a get. Zimnin de lo onis, you could have a case where he was not with an ones, didn't have any good excuse at all. Vesavra de onis, but a woman who's careful, observant, she's going to worry all the time, maybe he didn't show up because there was an accident. Oma agna, and she's going to become an aguna, viosfa, and she's just going to wait. Umishim perutzos, as well as the other extreme, a woman who's lax. Di amrit lo lehave gita, if you tell her that it's not going to be a good get if he was, it's not going to be a good get if he has a legitimate ones. Zimnin de ones, there are times that he will have a legitimate ones, an act of God. The Omra lo onis, and she's going to say, oh, he probably didn't have an onis, he didn't show up. The Ozlo minsiv of it, and get bato of an mamzerim, and she's going to prematurely go and get married. The get was bato because it was a legitimate onis, and the children from the second man are going to be mamzerim, illegitimate. Rav is telling us you can't have that. You can't straddle the fence wondering what kind of ones does the missing man have. And therefore, Rava ruled, ein ones begitin, that by gitin we do not go with any understanding as we did by the Sunday time waiting for Wednesday. We don't have any understanding. If the get condition was not fulfilled, then the get will go into effect. Asks the Gemara, Umiika midi de mida oraisa lo lehave get. Is it possible to have that mida oraisa it's not a good get because he had a legitimate reason why he didn't fulfill the condition, and it's as if he fulfilled the condition and the get is invalid, umishum tznuas umishum perutzos, and you're imposing rabbinic law, sharina neshesesh la alma, you're allowing a married woman to go free of the marriage? In other words, what mechanics are allowing Rava to give such a ruling that the get should work even if there's an ones of some sort? And the Gemara answers, in yes, Kol de mekadesh adaita derabbanan mekadesh. Every time a man does a kiddushin, he's doing it with the consent of the rabbis. Tosfos says that's the text of the kiddushin. Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, with the approval of Moshe and the Jewish people, by approval of the authority. Va'afkinu rabbanan lekiddushin minei, and the rabbis uprooted his original kiddushin if such a get would be given and leave the woman in such an undefined predicament. And therefore, Rava rules the get is a good get, and we have no obligation to start figuring out what kind of ones might have prevented him from fulfilling the condition. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.